In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Be like God. Forgive those who are unforgivable. Be merciful to those who do not give out mercy, don't deserve mercy. Do not condemn people, but acquit them of their guilty deeds. Give graciously, give audaciously, give overflowingly. Do it. But of course you can't, right? You know that you can't. And me telling you to do something that you can't do doesn't make you able to do it, does it? Because you and I, all of us people born of Adam and Eve, we have a log in our eye. And that means you can't see clearly to do the things that you should do. And that log is called sin. It was given to you by your parents. You were born in it. You were born with it. And you can't even see it half the time because it's been your constant companion from the days that you were born. So how in the world will you remove that log? I mean, you can't. You can't do surgery on yourself, even if you got all the right mirrors set up so that you can kind of see it maybe with your other good eye. You know, surgery on yourself is not going to be successful here. A log of wood in your eye is not something easily removed. It's an absurd idea that our Lord puts forward here. Because if you actually had a huge log lodged in your eye socket, it would be killing you. And to pull it out would mean instantaneous death. And that's the point. Because this is not merely an exaggeration because our Lord has a good sense of humor, which he does, but he's pointing out your problem with humor, but he's deadly serious. Your sin is deadly, and if you leave it there, it will kill you. And I'm not just talking physically, which it'll do that too. I'm talking eternally. It's impossible to help others remove their sin while yours remains. But if you try to remove your own sin, what's going to happen? It's just going to kill you even faster than if you just leave it there. And even when our Lord removes your sin, you know what happens? It will still kill you. But that's good. For what you and I kill stays dead. But what our Lord kills, he makes alive. That's one of his promises that goes way back into the Old Testament, even to the book of Deuteronomy, thousands of years before Jesus. He is the one who kills and makes alive. He kills the sinner and he raises up the man of faith in you and me. And he does it by lifting that log of sin out of your eye and nailing himself to it, killing himself with your log and covering it with his blood so that it is no longer yours, but his. It's no longer a deadly offense to God, but it's a signpost of his grace and his mercy. For that log lifted from your eye is now a standard raised high of his holy, precious blood for you. A signpost of his fatherly, divine goodness and mercy by which he saves you who are dead with no merit or worthiness of your own. And he does that so that you may be his, so that you may live under him in his kingdom, serving him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. For he himself, who died for your logs, rose for your life. And that's the foundation of being a Christian, that he saved you, that he continues to save you. Why? So that you may live under him and serve him. He did it, not you. That's the foundation. Remember that. He removed your log. You are dead to it, and that means you are alive without it. It's not there in this new life of faith. The you that struggles with that old log, that wants to caress that old log, that takes such comfort from stroking its rough grain, that's not you. You are dead to that log. And if that old zombie rears its log-eyed head, you know what the new you, the you of faith, needs to do? The you of faith drowns that old you in the waters of your baptism, which is to say, the new you repents, admits that you are a sinner, that you can't remove your own logs, that you can't even see that it's there, that you don't even know it's there half the time. And of course, that's the problem with the law, with every single do this or do that statement in Scripture. It makes a hypocrite out of you, doesn't it? Because every single one of those do thises or do thats, I fail to do it at some point, if not in my deeds, maybe in my words, if not in my words, certainly in my thoughts. Because I've got a log in my eye, and therefore I, like you, I am a blind man. I can't even see my own sin. It has so corrupted me that I am blind to it. So then, going around and pointing out other people's sins, pointing out the specks in their eye without realizing that I've got a log in mine, does great damage to them and to you, and we'll both end up in a pit of despair. For you and I are blind until Jesus gives you sight, until He helps you see your own condition. But having seen it, you then repent and you cry out and you say, "Help me, Lord, for I am lost. I see my problem and it's bad. Have you seen this log in here? I can't remove it without killing myself." And so He kills you daily and He raises you up in baptismal faith daily. He does it. You don't do it. And that's for your comfort. That's for your security in the faith. That He saves you, not your own reason or your own strength. It depends on Him, not on you. He's the one who gives you clear sight. Eyesight that knows that you have a speck of sawdust in your eye and knows that that speck is no mere speck. It's a stake through the eye that's killing you. And if you see that about yourself, how does that change how you view other people? If you know your own sin is killing you, when you see other people's sins harming them, hurting them, when you see the specks in their eyes, you know how it hurts. You know how they are suffering. And you realize that the reason you even see their suffering at all, the reason it bothers you, is that you have the same problem. That you are a sinner just like they are, and maybe you've seen their sin because you even struggle with the exact same sin that they struggle with. But when you're blind in sin, you don't realize what a hypocrite you are. You don't realize that the reason you see their problem is that it's your problem, and that you're seeing yourself in them. And so in your sin, what do? You hate them. And you hate the sin in them, but your sin has so blinded you to your own state that you hate that sin of yourself in them, not knowing that you're really hating what is killing you too. And so how can such a hypocrite ever help anyone? But when you know that the speck that you see in them is the log killing you, when you know the surgeon who can kill and make alive, you can remove that log. You can save a life day after day, again and again. And it changes everything for you and me to know Jesus. You see clearly when Jesus removes that log for you. You see clearly that you, so that you could be merciful, just like your Father is merciful. For you yourself are a sinner saved by Jesus just as they are. And that's clear sight, to know and to confess, I am a sinner, a saved sinner. I'm no different than anyone else out there. All other people in the world are sinners too, and Jesus has died for their sins just as He's died for mine. So that you, who can do nothing of what the law tells you to do, now have a changed heart in faith. You now have the ability to be like God. You're able to forgive the unforgivable. You're able to be merciful to those who don't give mercy, not condemning, but acquitting people of their guilty deeds, giving graciously and audaciously and overflowingly of His grace and mercy. Because it's not you giving of yourself. It's not even you doing it. You're simply giving Christ to people. He's the one who is so gracious. He's the one who gets that speck out of all of our eyes, killing them and you, and raising them and you to new life. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace which passes understanding may keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.